This is the continuation of the message Praying in the Spirit.
Hallelujah. The Word of God is clear. The Word of God is made available to us. You can tell what is right by studying the Word for yourself. I asked a fellow one time, "Do you speak in tongues?" He said, "I'm not a Pentecostal." I said, "I'm not a Pentecostal either." "Well, you can still speak in tongues. The Bible doesn't talk about Pentecost. All right? The only thing about Pentecost in the scripture is a celebration. Didn't call anybody Pentecostal. In fact, the people who received the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues on the day of Pentecost were those who were not celebrating Pentecost. Didn't you notice it? All the Pentecostals were outside and didn't receive the Holy Ghost. No, it's an irony. You know, all over the world, if you ask people who is a Pentecostal, and I'm not critical of Pentecostals, just telling the truth. See, if you ask people who is a Pentecostal, I mean, you study in the Bible schools, the definition of Pentecostalism is the denominational Christianity that believes in speaking in tongues arising from the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. And it's terrible because that day, all the Pentecostal celebrants didn't speak in tongues. Only those who were not celebrating Pentecost and were in the upper room refusing to celebrate Pentecost were the ones who received the Holy Ghost. So where did they get it from? Now you know the things that people do, you just wonder how they come about these things. So many assumptions. And then people wonder why their lives are the way they go when their lives are based on assumptions. Just because someone has believed something for 60 years doesn't make it right. Now, do you mean to change? I mean, I've believed this thing for so many years. Doesn't matter. You could have had a glorious life. Now, I told you one time, you know, there are people who, no matter what's happening, they're not going to change a thing. You know, there's a man, you know, he was on his dying bed. While he was on his dying bed, he remembered he was distributing his property and all those kind of things, you know. Give this to that, give this to that. This is his dying bed, you know. Give this. Then he remembered that other son. He said, "No, don't give him anything." He was still angry. He's dying. And you know, there are those who have a problem with a neighbor, and they believe that even if it is hell, I will wrestle him in hell. They are so mad, so angry. If it's their last breath, they're going to use it for the fight. Because hatred had taken over their minds. And they don't think they should change that. You see, the question sometimes we need to ask ourselves is, hey, how happy do you want to be? How fulfilled do you want to be? How successful do you want to be? See, you can live to your best potentials through the Word of God. To your best potentials. Nothing places a limit on you if you go through the Word. Nothing. You will be an absolute victor with absolute mastery in your life. Oh, but you see, the fact is, that's the life that Jesus brought to us. That's the life. That's the life he brought to us. I'll show you a portion of the Bible. Oh, boy. Do you love the Bible? Yes. Turn to Romans, the 8th chapter. We stopped at the 27th verse the other day, right? Okay. Let's pick up from there. Book of Romans. Oh, glory to God. From verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, before I go ahead, just a testimony. I'm sure some of you have already been informed that we got a letter from a gentleman who said that after our teaching last Sunday, you know, we got to talking about praying in the Spirit, okay? Being led by the Spirit to pray like this, and how the Holy Ghost bears us up in our weaknesses, in our limitations. You remember that teaching? Okay. So he said they were at home. And in the night time, he was awakened by the Spirit in the middle of the night to pray. And he prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues for a long while. And in the morning, he still felt that way. So much urge to pray in the Spirit. And his wife joined in and they prayed in the Spirit. And then finally, they went to work. Somewhere in the afternoon or so, they got a message. Something had happened at home. The water tank loaded with water came crashing down the neighbor's water tank, crashed into their bedroom, right on their bed. I mean, the devil wanted to kill them. He couldn't. Because he doesn't have the power. So, that thing crashed on their bed. They brought me the pictures. What happened that night? I believe that thing wanted to give way that night, but the Holy Ghost didn't let him. Glory to God. He wanted to give way that night. This guy had this unusual, you know, unrest in his spirit, and he was speaking in tongues and speaking in tongues and speaking in tongues. And the angels had to stay it. Listen, when you speak in tongues, you give instructions to angelic beings. You have to understand that the Bible calls them spirits, ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who are heirs of salvation. The minister for us, that means the minister on our behalf. It's different from if the word of God had said minister to us. No, but it says the minister for us. In other words, they are our servants. But how do we know when to give instructions about things we don't know? How would they have figured out that the tank was right over their bed? They didn't know it. The ceiling would have covered it. Didn't have the idea that thing was going to give way that night. But speaking in tongues. And the groaning in the spirit, because he had an unrest in his spirit. Groaning. And when they were clean gone out, the thing crashed down. Thanks be unto God. I told you, speak it in tongues and save your life. Are you listening? Don't take it lightly. There are reasons we've got to speak in tongues and pray in the Holy Ghost and have these things. You see, we can't start out and say, okay, I want to groan now. No, it's the Holy Ghost that takes over. But you've got to start out by speaking in tongues, because you can speak in tongues yourself. But when you begin speaking in tongues, the Spirit of God If there is something that needs to be dealt with, he would take over for you. Because already you're speaking the language of the Spirit. There are many things that we can change in our lives if we would only speak in tongues. Many things will change in our lives. Many, many things we will stop from happening. There are things that have persisted for long because someone wasn't speaking in tongues. Something could have happened a year ago and it's still lingering. Something could have happened for you 5 years ago. You prayed about it. God answered. How come you didn't see it? How come you didn't have it manifested as you wanted? If you were speaking in tongues, you would have gained the mastery.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.